item for old biz is the Dobson zone change, Z2108, which we continued to have staff come back to us addressing several questions from the commission. So, Bernadette, the floor is yours.
Thank you. This is Bernadette Sisson, assistant planner. So to recap this project, Robin Dobson and Kathleen Perillo were proposing to rezone 691 acres from AG1 and AG2 with a 40-acre minimum parcel size to timber production zone in order to align the zoning of the property with the historic, current, and planned future use. During the July meeting, the project was continued to allow staff and council to research and respond to concerns regarding site classification, ownership, and stocking requirements. It was also expressed that it would be helpful to have the forester that helped to, or that prepared the plan present. Regarding the concerns of site classification and ownership, the exhibit provided with the original staff report was a prior version of the county's TPZ ordinance. In 1978, a board resolution was adopted eliminating the list of requirements for that parcels that are not within list A or B, including averaging requirements, and that the property be under a single ownership, and replaced it with list C. The current TPZ ordinance, effective April 14, 1994, continues to incorporate list C. With that being said, for the current zoning ordinance, as this property is not shown on list A or B, it must meet the requirements of list C. The parcels exceed the minimum equivalency to 40 acres of site class 3 timberland. The professional forester, Dan Larrabee, has verified it currently meets stocking standards. A map and plan, including all requirements, were prepared by the professional forester. Mr. Larrabee is present to address questions regarding stocking. Staff is recommending the finding that this project is statutorily exempt from CEQA per section 15264, Timberland Preserve Exemption. Staff recommends adopting resolution PC2022-017, recommending that the Board of Supervisors determine the project statutorily exempt and approve the Dobson zone change. Thank you.
Okay, so make sure we do this one. And are there any questions for staff from the commission at this time? No? Okay. So we shall, anything additional?
No.
Okay. I'll go ahead and open the public hearing and ask Mr. Larrabee, who you could have left at 6 and made it here on time this morning, but
quite easily.
Go ahead and come forward and just introduce yourself, and since the
good morning
questions on the classifications, meeting stocking rates, etc., was one of the primary questions in the original staff report that we had. So by all means,
questions on the stocking level?
Well, meeting the classification and the percentage of the various classes in order to meet.
Got it. So what TPZ says is that you have to meet the equivalent of 40 acres of site 3 land. Now, if you had site 1 land, which there is none in Siskiyou County, but if there was, you would only need 18 acres. So if you had an 18 acre parcel, it was site 1 land, you could become TPZ. If you had a 40 acre parcel and it was all site 3, that could become TPZ. If you have lower site, you need more acres. So I think for site 4, you need 80 acres. And I think for site 5, you need 150 acres or some other. Well, this property obviously has more than 40 acres of site 3 to begin with. And then it has land in site 4 and site 5. So it easily meets the criteria of 40 acres of site 3 equivalent. Is there anybody that has a question about that? It has multiple site classes. It has site 4, site 5, and site 3. If it were all site 5, it would still meet the requirements for the act.
Okay. So, what, so... I'm trying to remember back the discussion, because this was 3 months ago? 4 months ago?
July.
Oh, just 2 months ago? It was back in July? Okay. So I'm trying to remember.
May I offer some comment?
Go ahead.
Sure. You know, part of it is, as we're getting the talking about the class sites, part of the problem was, we used the prior TPZ ordinance, which had the word averaging. That was what it was.
Yes.
And unfortunately, I didn't catch it, but it was an old version of the ordinance. And as soon as I got back to the office, within 30 seconds, oh, we were looking at the old version of the TPZ. The problem was this site did not average out to class 3 or better. Under the old ordinance, but under our current ordinance, sorry, I forgot your name, but
Dan,
as Dan just stated, all it has to have is 40 acres of class 3.
Okay, because now that you're mentioning that, correct, because we had language of the old ordinance in front of us, and we had the percentages that you had presented and staff shared with us, and the numbers that we had did not meet the old criteria.
I understand.
And so, yes, that was one key. Okay, so we now confidently can say, under the existing TPC ordinance language, we are meeting the minimums.
We are.
Okay, good. Number one's taken care of. You three have any questions for Mr. Lurvy?
Not at this point.
Okay. So that's site classification. The second big one on the ownership, we had different names listed.
Correct. So under the old ordinance, it clearly stated the property should be under a single ownership.
So that's also old. Under the new, we do not have that limitation. Okay, so number two is taken care of. And then number three, this was Danielle's question on the stocking requirements.
Would you like me to? I have my note. Please. She requested that Mr. Larrabee describe how he came to the conclusion that it meets the stocking requirements. She just was not unclear from the report.
Most of that was very obvious just walking the land. You know, the trees were present. What I did do is I looked at the historic photos. And by the way, the county has 1950 photos of the entire county, which are really valuable. But you go back to 1993 and you can see that there was some agriculture in one part of this. And it was pretty obvious. So that was the least stock 40. In my opinion. And so I walked the lease stock 40, and it easily met the stocking requirements. So whenever you do a stocking survey, let's say you had a 500 acre harvest plan, they don't want you to go out and immediately survey the whole 500 acres. You find the lease stock 40 and you survey that. And if that meets stocking, then obviously the rest will. So that's what I did. I went and looked at the lease stock 40 on that parcel, and then usually went to stocking.
Questions?
One thing about stocking today that's very different than when they first wrote this TPZ legislation is that hardwoods are now considered commercial species, and they weren't. That put in maybe in the 1990s. And so this property has lots of hardwood conifer forest and lots of pure hardwood. But since there's conifer growing on it, the hardwood is counted as commercial.
Question?
I hope they don't plan on selling logs anytime soon.
Well,
you can't give away burnt logs right now.
No. Did this property? it got impacted by the mountain fire, didn't it?
This didn't.
Oh, it didn't get a. Okay. Okay. I was curious if it had been impacted by the mountain fire.
No. Did we discuss why they wanted to change this? Why they wanted this?
I don't care.
I know. I'm just curious.
Not in our purview.
Well, I know, but I was curious about that.
Why they wanted what?
To change the zoning from the ag to the.
Well, they paid the tax based on the Prop 13 sales price.
Oh, that.
So they were using it as timberland, and I told them about TPZ, and so, yeah. We want to be in that.
Okay. That's a good reason.
Or take it, it's not under Williamson Act.
I'm sorry.
It's not under Williamson Act.
No.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyone wishing to speak in opposition? Rebuttal? Public hearing closed. All right. So back to the commission. If there are further questions or discussion, keep it short and simple. If not, I'll entertain a motion.
Jeff has to be so hard.
Nope. I'm just not going down a rabbit hole on this one.
Okay, down. Let's see. I recommend that the Board of Supervisors approve the zone change request based on the recommended findings and subject to the recommended conditions of approval and recommend the Board of Supervisors determine the project exempt from the California Environmental Quality Act in accordance with Section 15264 of the CEQA guidelines.
One question here.
That's not the motion. No, that's not the motion. That's okay.
Here. Where's the motion?
There's the motion's right here.
Oh. Oh, okay.
It's the same thing.
But it didn't have the
I didn't have
corresponding rezonings.
Okay.
It's right there.
There we go. I move that we adopt resolution PC 2022-017, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the County of Siskiyou, State of California, recommending that the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors determine the project exempt from the California Environmental Quality Act and approve the Dobson Zone Change C-21-08 by adopting a draft ordinance rezoning 691 acres APN 022-010-200 and 022-010-220 from Ag 1 to Ag 2, B-40 TPZ.
One correction, that should say AG 1 and AG 2, B-42 TPZ.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay. Commissioner Mello made the motion.
Thank you.
Commissioner Veal seconded. Any discussion? This is a roll call vote.
Commissioner Hart?
Yes.
Commissioner Mello?
Yes.
Commissioner Veal?
Yes.
Commissioner Fowle?
Yes. Let the record show, unanimous, with one absent. Passes. Approved. Move it on. Thank you for making the trip down. Have a safe drive back home. Came and drove down from Gold Beach this morning. He called me yesterday because I didn't know how long the housing was, and it was the only item. And I said, I'll tell you what, if you're not here by 9:30 and we are on that, I said, we'll take a break until you get here.
So he left at 6.
Left at 5. Number 4, items for discussion, direction.
None.
Music to my ears.
Mm-hmm.
Item 5, miscellaneous. Next meeting will be October 19th. Commissioner Hart will not be here. Commissioner Lindler should be here. We will not be dealing with KCOC. What are we looking at potentially on the docket for that?
There is a potential zone change and use permit with associated MND for the Goodwin project. It is the recycling facility off of 2409 Oberlin Road. That CEQA document, that MND is open for public review right now on the clearinghouse, and that will close prior to the October meeting. So we will be meeting, or we will be discussing that item.
You're going to ask about this?
Correspondence. Well, this says none, obviously.
Yes,
we did have correspondence.
Correct.
I hate email chains that are laid out like this. Staff,
sure.
Would you like to...
I will summarize.
Thank you.
Sure. So this was submitted and addressed to the commission by Mr. Jim Williamson. He is a property owner associated with the Timber Hitch Mine, right, which is a several mineral rights owner, Butte Creek Minerals and the McMillan family. He has some concerns that the county needs to be imposing additional insurance requirements, which is something totally out of our purview. It's out of county code. It's out of SMARA. So what he is concerned and asking for is something that is not within the wheelhouse of Siskiyou County or the Siskiyou County Planning Commission.
Just a question. He is trying to sue... or vice versa. And what's the problem with the civil?
Sure, it's, I mean, they have, my understanding is both parties, they've been in litigation for years, totally outside of the scope. It's a civil issue, and it's continuing to be a civil issue. So, you know, his concerns are mostly related to those issues, which are not, you know, it's totally outside of our purview.
So the cleanup has not started, it won't start.
It has somewhat begun, but we are now in consultation with the state because there are some issues relating to BCM, and there's not a living proponent of BCM, so they can't necessarily reclaim. And so we are now dealing with the state on the reclamation of this. So it's looking like it would transfer over to a county and state coordination.
So let me see if I... The fear that I had months ago and years ago, since the entity that was operating the business is no more, that has now restricted the ability of the named successor, the son, from doing reclaiming work, even though they finally got the restraining order removed.
Correct.
So he could come on. He's fully licensed California, Oregon contractor.
Correct.
Able to come in and do what needed to be done. But now the state has come in and said because he's not directly BCM, he can't do it?
So not the state himself came forward to the county and said, you know, he had, I think the wording was, you know, his legal advice was to not continue with the reclamation due to, I think it was like the existing party of BCM had passed.
BCM.
Butte Creek Minerals.
Okay.
So he was here and flat out lied to our faces saying he was willing and prepared to clean up the mess of BCM and his father to get that delayed, and then came back and said, oh, nope, no direct tie, you guys have to do it.
And hired an attorney.
Well, he had the attorney who was in Europe at the time and called in. So that is the full breadth of the expense going to be borne by the county, some shared by the state, able to go back to him for recompensation?
Yeah, just for clarification, Mr. McMillan had started to do work on the property. That was consent in, his mother passed away. So because both of the original parties are deceased, he had advisement from his counsel that he should not continue. forth on that.
When I drove by there the other day, it looked like he brought an additional equipment or something there, stockpiled it. Somebody's using it for something other than.
Okay. You've answered the questions. I asked this question 9 years ago, so before any of y'all were here in your current capacities. And never did get an answer. I'm not wanting to take up a lot of your time, but my question 9 years ago was how many, I realize this is a very unique situation, but how many other use permits for quarries, rock pits, do we have in Siskiyou County that are not held directly by the land owner? In other words, the use permit is on a mineral right overlaying the property versus a use permit. Commissioner Hart, myself, we owned land. At one time we had a use permit for serpentine, but I own the land, I held the use permit. Do we have any more of these scenarios where it's separate?
Recently submitted the property that's owned by the U.S. Forest Service projects are coming in. That would be the most similar that I can think of off the top of my head. We have two new projects coming in. Other than that, no, not, but I will look at all of them and get
okay.
your answer.
So, I mean, that's what made this particular issue so stinking difficult.
Yeah.
If the owner had also been holding the use permit, we could have dealt with it in a heartbeat, but
yeah.
we had civil dispute, two separate entities, mm-hmm. and we're...
Look, what McMillan only has is the mineral right, right?
Correct, but he holds the use permit. And the use permit is directly tied to the reclamation after mining was finished. And then they got into a civil dispute. So we can't hold the property owner accountable. We can only hold the holder of the use permit. Then that drug on so long that he passed away and we mm-hmm. are where we are.
Mm-hmm.
So this started 18 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. So you have a mineral right plus a quarry, a right. For your quarry, right?
I own the whole Mary Ann.
Just okay. like I do.
Yeah. Okay. On my lot in town, there's a mineral right owned by Dowling, which is over here.
Yeah.
What good is it?
He can come in and go to mine that mineral.
Yeah.
No.
It's
yes.
it's a.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's an encumbrance on your property.
Correct.
I know, but he has to first get a permit to do that
through
the city. Right?
Yep.
Through the city.
Through the
yeah.
city.
To the city.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is, if I found a nugget there,
it's
he
his.
Could claim.
Right? That's right.
His Other than
county.
That.
You just don't say where he found it.
I don't say.
Yeah. Okay. So, other than federal
Correct.
Managed, using the term very lightly, federal land, that's really the only instances that we currently have where we have a separate UP versus property?
That I'm familiar with. It,
okay.
But I, like I said, I'll get you that answer for directly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the update.
Yep, you're welcome.
All right, so that was correspondence. Staff comments. Says here none. Have any of you changed your mind? Okay.
No.
Commission comments.
My turn.
Yep.
Last night I went to the County Fish and Game Commission meeting. Jenna Martin and I were the only private landowners there. The rest of them were agency people, fish and game people. And the reason I went is I wanted her to talk about wolf capture, which has not occurred. The Martins, just in the last 3 days, have had five confirmed depredations on grass life. God knows how many more.
There are cattle out here on the east side scattered to hell and God, pardon my language, but they're everywhere. I came out of the mountains a week ago today into the Mills Corral at the base of Sheeprock because I didn't want to haul them home. We went from Mills Corral to A-12, which normally takes us about an hour and 15 minutes to drive. We went through there, which is through section 13, from Oshkosh if it's a subdivision, in 45 minutes. When we came out of the mountains, we left up there in Butte Creek, which is a 20-mile drive that day. From the time I opened the gate till I shut the gate at Mills Corral, in 3.5 hours, because the cows were running from those bulls.
They were on the
road. I could not hold them back. Going through the marijuana garden, I was fine coming down for about the first quarter mile, and I went through that corner of section 13 where the county road goes. There are marijuana gardens here and here. They're not there now, but they've been raided, and we had to go through a tunnel. We went through there, and it was at a run all the way to A-12. I had highway patrol there, shut down the road. Everything was fine, and all of a sudden, one highway patrolman went by, and those people came scurrying out of the back end out there at O'Neill Flat. You'd have thought it was an evacuation. What the hell's going on here? And then highway patrolman came back, and they all just vanished. We went from there down to the intersection of Harry Cash, past the horse prison, with the whole Marianne in 15 minutes. The mess out there, all I can say is y'all just need to all go out there and drive through and look at what's there, because all that Oriental community that was in there, in that subdivision, they're all gone. There is plastic everywhere. There are abandoned water trucks. There are abandoned vehicles, abandoned trailers. There's just trash everywhere. It's just, I took my brother-in-law's ex-head of public works, and he and I came down through there after we locked him in the corral on a four-wheeler, because he'd never been down through there, and he saw that. He says, how the hell did the county ever let this happen? And I know you don't have the money to go out there and clean it up.
Who owns the horse facilities now?
Wow.
Who owns the horse facilities?
It changed hands.
What's that?
It's sold. I don't know who the corner owner is.
Who owns the horse facilities now?
Rescue Ranch. It's full of dogs now.
Oh, that's right. Rescue Bot.
Yeah.
No. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. You come down the road and there's all these dogs running up and down alongside the road there because they've got a fence. You start looking back in all the horse paddocks, they're full of dogs. But it hasn't all gone away yet. No, no. But I didn't smell any marijuana until I got to A-12. And I just had to share that with you. The problem with the wolves and the problem with all of that out there is, it's really overwhelming.
Yeah. How many wolves do you have now, you estimate?
15.
At least.
Holy moly.
That's out of one alpha male and one alpha female. And they are creating a real problem.
The number.
Huh?
So I'm a little surprised at the number.
I got a video last week out there on Grass Lake. Wolves herding cows through the timber. On both sides and in the rear end, herding.
They're lazy, aren't they?
Huh?
I've heard they're lazy. They used to be like the elk, but the elk are too difficult.
It's too easy.
Huh?
It's too easy now.
Yes.
Martins are out there every day living room. They're coming home at the end of the week. But everybody's coming home. So the wolves are going to follow.
Then we'll start getting our text messages again.
What's that?
Then we'll start getting our text messages again.
Because the caller's dead. You won't get any text messages because nobody knows where they're at. That's the reason I went to the meeting is I...
Gotcha.
I implored upon Mr. Loudon that he needs to get something caught.
So all three of those callers are dead? Because at one point we had three of them collared, one of them was intermittent.
No, only two collared.
Down to three. Now.
He's gone back. He's gone up. He's up Fort Klamath.
Right.
And he's killing stuff left and right.
Right.
And then there's 85. The other one was collared. Somebody shot him over in Elkhurst.
That was number four.
No, that's number three.
Because we had, oh no, 103 came over to visit us.
103 was over here. He went back last week.
He spent 6 months with us. Correct. That's right. Okay. So, any other commission comments? Adjourned.